News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now we're joined by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney. Minister, obviously want to talk to you about events in north of the border. But can I start by asking you about these reports today about the board of the Mater Hospital being offered the vaccine? We don't know how many of the board actually received the vaccine. We do know the chairman did receive it. Can I get your reaction to that?
Well, look, my reaction is that anybody who's responsible for vaccines needs to abide by the clear protocols that are put in place by the HSC in terms of vaccine rollout. And if anybody is breaching those codes, well, then they need to be accountable for that, regardless of who you are or what board you're on. You know, vaccine rollout in Ireland is hugely sensitive. There are many people waiting anxiously to get their vaccine. We have nearly a million vaccines now administered and accelerating the vaccine rollout program. But anybody who attempts to skip the queue in a way that's not consistent with the protocols that are in place for the rollout, I think needs to explain why that happened and be accountable for it.
And just finally on this, if that explanation is not satisfactory, is there a question mark about the future of those board members who got the vaccine?
I know. Well, I mean, that's a matter for the board. I mean, my focus and the focus of government and the focus of the HSC and the Department of Health is to roll out vaccines as quickly as we possibly can, but also in a fair and equitable manner.
Okay.
On the basis of the protocols that have been put in place. The actions of individual board members, wherever that board is attached to, I think need to be accountable through the mechanisms that they have in place. But as we've seen, when people move away from that protocol, the HSC will take the appropriate action.
Okay, let's talk about events north of the border. How disturbed are you by how the violence seems to be escalating and spreading?
Yeah, I mean, I am concerned. You know, we've now seen sustained violence in Belfast, Derry, Portadown, Market Hill, Ballymena, Newton Abbey, Carrickfergus. And last night, you know, there was clearly an attempt as part of the violence last night in Belfast to provoke a response in an interface area, which I think is very worrying. But look, this is something that we haven't seen in Northern Ireland for a very long time. That's why we're seeing effectively an emergency executive meeting in Stormont this morning. I spoke to the Secretary of State last night. We've had strong statements both from the Taoiseach and from the British Prime Minister. And so clearly the two governments, but also party leaders in Northern Ireland need to work together now rather than in a way that's divided to try to diffuse this tension and to reduce the violence before somebody gets killed.
Do you think senior unionist politicians have to take responsibility in any way for some of the events of the last week or so?
Look, I mean, it's not helpful for me to get involved in a blame game here. You know, different people are accusing others of being responsible for inciting this violence. Some people are pointing the finger at the Irish government because of Brexit debates and the protocol, which I think is completely unfair, but it's happening. Others are blaming the PSNI. Others are blaming politicians. What needs to happen in Northern Ireland and in Northern Ireland politics and between the British and Irish governments now is unity of purpose in terms of, first of all, you know, strongly criticising this violence. This is not the way to make a political point. We need to act to defuse violence. Whether you're a political leader, whether you're a community leader, you have a responsibility now to ensure the 13 and 14-year-olds and indeed people older than that are not putting themselves in danger, but more importantly, aren't involved in the kind of disgraceful scenes we saw last night where, you know, buses were set on fire, where journalists were attacked. We need to be careful that this doesn't escalate any further. Northern Ireland, quite frankly, has had enough of this kind of violence.
Yeah.
And we need to ensure that political leaders take on their responsibility to ensure that we don't allow Northern Ireland to get dragged back into this kind of aggression.
Finally, on this, Minister Newton Emerson, a very moderate commentator in Northern Ireland from a unionist background, but a very moderate commentator, writing in the Irish Times today that maybe it's time for compromise on the protocol.
But I mean, people talk about that as if that's in the gift of the Irish government overnight. It's not. Like, this is, the protocol is part of an international treaty. It's part of international law. There are flexibilities built into the protocol. I and the Irish government have been advocating within the EU for quite some time now that we use those flexibilities to the maximum extent possible. The British government has also got to play their part, though. You know, and acting unilaterally to change the implementation of the protocol doesn't help that either.
Okay.
So, you know, what needs to happen now is that the structures that have been put in place to deal with the implementation of the protocol need to work to the full extent possible.
Okay.
That needs to happen.
Minister, just before I let you go, are we likely to see agreement within Cabinet this week and within government this week on extending the number of countries, including EU countries, for mandatory hotel quarantine?
Yeah, I think we are. You know, I think, you know, I spoke to Minister Donnelly late last night. Again, we speak most days on this issue because there are multiple government departments now working together, from transport to justice to defence to jobs, my Department of Foreign Affairs, and also the Department of Health, to try to make sure that if we are going to, and I think we are going to, significantly expand hotel quarantine in terms of numbers by adding EU countries, some large EU countries, then we have to make sure that we have a plan to deliver that in terms of capacity and systems that won't be overwhelmed by numbers. And, you know, that's the only delay here, is to try to make sure that the government works together, asks all the difficult questions and provides answers to those questions. So I do think we're aiming to have an agreement before the weekend, to try to provide clarity you know, on this issue, and of course to respond most importantly to the public health advice that Minister Donnelly has, so that we can ensure that in particular that we prioritise keeping variants of concern out of Ireland by using the hotel quarantine system to the maximum extent that we can, but at the same time ensuring that we have a plan in place to deal with the significant increase in numbers that will come from adding particularly EU countries to that list.
Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Coveney, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.